A bone-chilling wind is blowing ribbons of snow across the open prairie and rattling an old army tent that is the main shelter at the Spirit Camp. Inside, Chris Firethunder tends a small wood stove. He's among those working to stop the Keystone Pipeline.
A warrior sacrifices his life for his people and his future generation. I'm out here for my future kids, grandkids, your future kids, grandkids, everybody.
This camp sits just east of the Rosebud Reservation and right along the proposed pipeline route. It's been occupied continuously since this spring. Keith Fielder is one of those here. He's against trading temporary construction jobs for the threat of an oil spill that could harm water quality.
Water is just, it's life for everyone and everything on this planet. And so water will always be an issue. This is a water camp.
Native Americans have joined with non-native landowners who oppose allowing a foreign company to use eminent domain to cross their property. But not everyone in rural America is against this pipeline. Those like Steve Reed with the West Central Electric Co-op in Murdo say it will provide a much-needed economic boost to the rural economy. More than anything, Reed says he's tired of this issue being in limbo.
Whether Keystone's approved or not, we would just ask the Congress, the administration, everybody, do your job, make a decision, whatever that decision is, so we can all move forward one way or the other.
That final decision may not come so soon. While supporters couldn't muster enough votes this time, Republicans are promising to approve the project in the next Congress when they hold a majority. Those occupying the Spirit Camp say they won't move until the threat is over. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.